Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's the late, great Bobby Darin bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and now one of the great sages of our time. And we're so grateful, Bob. Thank you. I just want you to know how much we appreciate your time and the perspectives that you bring to us. I want you to know that we never take any of that for granted.
Well, thank you, Jim. I think the reason to watch your show, if nothing else, is that great music.
We try. We try to give somebody a little bit of everything. And, you know, I'm a frustrated disc jockey, so, you know, I'm always out here spinning platters and telling people who's on the radio. So, Bob, one of the things that is disturbing to me is that the two leading political candidates for president are both either they belong to a party that's talking about protectionism, or the individual is talking about protectionism. And as someone who represents and advocates for Main Street small businesses, I'd like to remind people that trade is essential for the health of Main Street small businesses, because we're not backwater mom and pops anymore. More and more small businesses are vertically integrated partners with big companies who are trading, and so trade is the lifeblood, I think, of all markets, not just the United States markets. What do you think,
Jim? This rhetoric on protectionism is the most frustrating part of what's going on for me, because I've spent my professional life touting free trade and the advantages of it. Yet that's kind of a counterintuitive argument to make. But there's always been a debate where somebody had the right side of that. But now both sides have got it wrong, and it looks as though it's going to be another couple of generations before somebody's there to get it right.
Right.
It is true that a lot of people have lost their jobs because of imports.
And globalization.
It's also true that a lot of people have gotten jobs because of exports.
That's right.
The first group are aware of it. The second group are not.
Well, last 20 years, we've had a major job disruption because of many factors, haven't we?
Yes.
Technology,
so people,
globalization.
So people are legitimately hurting, but it's not right to blame it on trade as far as the whole nation is concerned. You can't cut off your imports and expect to keep up your exports.
Right. Well, the thing that I would like to propose to these candidates is that they say, okay, businesses need to go where businesses need to go, but in America, we're going to make it our job to do everything we can to make businesses want to keep jobs here. That's what government should be doing, not building up walls.
Well, the low-hanging fruit here, the really low-hanging fruit, is the corporate income tax.
Right.
Everybody knows that ought to be cut.
That's right.
That would go so far toward reducing the incentive to take production abroad.
Well, no question about it. And so, and of course, you know, you and I both are devotees of, as you point out in an article, Adam Smith, Frederick Bastiat. I mean, I like to remind people that a lot of the jobs that people want to go to China and get are not in China anymore. They moved on somewhere else.
Yep.
And the jobs that they want to go to Mexico and get have been gone for 15 years. Those jobs didn't stay in Mexico very long.
It seems obvious to me that for people to get ahead in the world, they've got to get some education. And we've got so many people that think they have a right to live really well as high school dropouts and people who barely got through high school.
That's an interesting comment, and that, you know, a lot of people don't think about. Do you think we have? Do you think that's one of the problems we have here in the United States?
Well, if you're having global trade, and you're the most sophisticated country in the world, you're going to lose these low-paying manual labor jobs,
right.
and you're going to replace them with more sophisticated, higher value jobs. But that doesn't work if you don't go to school and keep
mm-hmm.
up.
But even if you do go to school and keep up, there still is a transition period where one person loses a job, another person picks up a job, and there's got to that's where the pain is right now, isn't it? We're in a global, technologically influenced globalization transition period right now with regard to jobs, not just in America but all around the world, aren't we?
That's right, and it's not just trade; it's also technology. Technology and trade are almost identical in their impact on the world. They raise our standard of living, and they both threaten low-skill jobs.
In fact, in the last decade, the largest country to lose jobs in manufacturing was China, and not because of anything but just one thing, technology. China lost manufacturing jobs more than any other country because of technology through efficiencies.
Right, and they've got overcapacity in so many manufacturing
mm-hmm.
areas
yep.
now that it's going to get even worse for them.
When those chickens are coming home to roost, that's the reason their economy's dropping right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Robert McTeer, and I will be right back. And Bob, you want to send them to Forbes? What do you want to send them to for your columns?
Yeah, Forbes. It'd be blogs.forbes.com/Bob McTeer.
Okay, so check that out, folks. You don't want to miss his articles. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you read them. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Tintail, right back with Bob McTeer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.